Science Explorer, Human Biology and Health, Chapter 4, Circulation, Section 1, page 100, The Body's Transportation System. Discover, how hard does your heart work? 1. Every minute your heart beats about 75 to 85 times. With each beat, it pumps about 60 milliliters of blood. Can you work as hard and fast as your heart does? 2. Cover a table or desk with newspapers. Place two large plastic containers side by side on the newspapers. Fill one with 2.5 liters of water, which is about the volume of blood that your heart pumps in 30 seconds. Leave the other container empty. 3. With a plastic cup that holds about 60 milliliters, transfer water as quickly as possible into the empty container without spilling any. Have a partner time you for 30 seconds. As you work, count how many transfers you make in 30 seconds. 4. Multiply your results by 2 to find the number of transfers for 1 minute. Think it over. Inferring. Compare your performance with the number of times your heart beats every minute. What do your results tell you about the strength and speed of a heartbeat? Guide for reading. What is the function of the cardiovascular system? What role does the heart play in the cardiovascular system? What path does blood take through the circulatory system? Reading tip. As you read, create a flowchart that shows the path that blood follows as it circulates through your body. In the middle of the night, a truck rolls rapidly through the darkness. Loaded with fresh fruits and vegetables, the truck is headed for a city supermarket. The driver steers off the interstate and onto a smaller highway. Finally, after driving through narrow city streets, the truck reaches its destination. As dawn begins to break, store workers unload the cargo. They work quickly because other trucks, carrying meats, canned goods, and freshly baked breads, are waiting to be unloaded. And while workers fill the store with products to be sold, our garbage truck removes yesterday's trash. All these trucks have traveled long distances over roads. Without a huge network of roads, big and small, the supermarket couldn't stay in business. Movement of materials. Like the roads that link all parts of the country, your body has a highway network called the cardiovascular system that links all parts of your body. The cardiovascular system, or circulatory system, consists of the heart, blood vessels, and blood. The cardiovascular system carries needed substances to cells and carries waste products away from cells. In addition, blood contains cells that fight disease. Needed materials. Most substances that need to get from one part of the body to another are carried by blood. For example, blood carries oxygen from your lungs to your body cells. Blood also transports the glucose your cells use to produce energy. Waste products. The cardiovascular system also picks up waste from cells. For example, when cells use glucose, they produce carbon dioxide as a waste product. The carbon dioxide passes from the cells into the blood. The cardiovascular system then carries carbon dioxide to the lungs where it is exhaled. Disease fighters. The cardiovascular system also transports cells that attack disease-causing microorganisms. This process can keep you from becoming sick. If you do get sick, these disease-fighting blood cells will kill the microorganisms to help you get well. The heart. Without the heart, blood wouldn't go anywhere. The heart is a hollow, muscular organ that pumps blood throughout the body. Your heart, which is about the size of your fist, is located in the center of your chest. The heart lies behind the breastbone and inside the ribs. These bones protect the heart from injury. Each time the heart beats, it pushes blood through the blood vessels of the cardiovascular system. As you learn in Chapter 2, the heart is made of cardiac muscle, which can contract over and over without getting tired. The heart beats continually throughout a person's life, resting only between beats. During your lifetime, your heart may beat over 3 billion times. In a year, it pumps enough blood to fill over 30 competition-sized swimming pools. The heart structure. Look closely at exploring the heart as you read the structure of the heart. Notice that the heart has two sides, a right side and a left side, completely separated from each other by a wall of tissue. Each side has two compartments or chambers, an upper and a lower chamber. Each of the two upper chambers, called an atrium, the plural is atria, receives blood that comes into the heart. Each lower chamber, called a ventricle, pumps blood out of the heart. The atria are separated from the ventricles by valves. A valve is a flap of tissue that prevents blood from flowing backwards. Valves are also located between the ventricles and the large blood vessels that carry blood away from the heart. How the heart works. The action of the heart has two main phases. In one phase, the heart muscle relaxes and the heart fills with blood. In the other phase, the heart muscle contracts and pumps blood forward. A heartbeat, which sounds something like lub-dub, can be heard during the pumping phase. When the heart muscles relax, blood flows into the chambers. When the atria contract. This muscle contraction squeezes blood out of the atria through the valves and then into the ventricles. Next, the ventricles contract. This contraction closes the valves between the atria and ventricles, making the lub sound and squeezing blood into large blood vessels. As the valves between the ventricles and the blood vessels snap shut, they make the dub sound. All of this happens in less than a second. Exploring the heart. Every second of your life, your heart pumps blood through your body. The right side of the heart pumps blood into the lungs, while the left side pumps blood to the rest of the body. Starting on the left side, major vein from upper body to heart. Pacemaker. The pacemaker is a group of cells in the right atrium by sending a signal that makes heart muscle cells contract. The pacemaker regulates the beating of the heart. Right atrium. The right atrium receives blood from the body. The blood is low in oxygen and high in waste product, carbon dioxide. Right ventricle. When the right ventricle contracts, it pumps oxygen-poor blood to the lungs. Major vein from lower body to heart. To the right side. Aorta. The largest blood vessel in the body, the aorta, carries blood from the left ventricle to the body. Artery from hearts to lung. Left atrium. Oxygen-rich blood moves from lungs into the left atrium. Left ventricle. The left ventricle pumps oxygen-rich blood to all parts of the body. Septum. This thick, muscular wall separates the left side of the heart from the right side. The septum prevents oxygen-rich and oxygen-poor blood from mixing in the heart. Language arts. Connection. When you say that a person has a heart of gold, you mean that the person is kind and generous, not that the person's heart is actually made of gold metal. Heart of gold is an idiom, an expression with a meaning that cannot be understood from the ordinary meanings of words in it. The words heart and blood are found in many idioms. For example, a blood-chilling scream frightens you, but it doesn't lower the temperature of your blood. In your journal, learn what each of the following idioms mean. A change of heart. A heart-to-heart talk. Make the blood boil. Then write a sentence using each of these idioms. Regulation of the heartbeat. A group of cells called the pacemaker is located in the right atrium, sends out signals that make the heart muscle contract. The pacemaker constantly receives messages about the body's oxygen needs. It then adjusts the heart rate to match. Your heart beats much faster when you are exercising than when you are sitting quietly. When you are exercising, the entire process from the beginning of one heartbeat to the beginning of the next can take less than half a second. Your muscles need more oxygen during exercise. Your rapid heartbeat supplies blood that carries the oxygen. integrating technology. In some people, the pacemaker becomes damaged as a result of disease or an accident. This often results in an irregular or slow heartbeat. In the 1950s, doctors and engineers developed an artificial battery-operated pacemaker. The artificial pacemaker is implanted beneath the skin and connected by wires to the heart. Tiny electric impulses travel from the battery through the wires. These impulses make the heart contract at a normal rate. Checkpoint. What is the function of the pacemaker? Two loops. After leaving the heart, blood travels in blood vessels through the body. Your body has three kinds of blood vessels: arteries, capillaries, and veins. Arteries are blood vessels that carry blood away from the heart. From the arteries, blood flows into tiny vessels called capillaries. In the capillaries, substances are exchanged between the blood and body cells. From capillaries, blood flows into veins, which are the vessels that carry blood back to the heart. The overall pattern of blood flow through the body is something like a figure eight. The heart is at the center, where the two loops cross. In the first loop, blood travels from the heart to the lungs and then back to the heart. In the second loop, blood is pumped from the heart throughout the body and then returns again to the heart. The heart is really two pumps, one on the right and one on the left. The right side pumps blood to the lungs, and the left side pumps blood to the rest of the body. Blood travels in only one direction. If you were a drop of blood, you could start at any point in the figure eight and eventually return to the same point. The entire trip would take less than a minute. As you read about the path that blood takes through the cardiovascular system, trace the path in figure five. Loop one, to the lungs and back. When blood from the body flows into the right atrium, it contains little oxygen, but a lot of carbon dioxide. This oxygen-poor blood is dark red. The blood then flows from the right atrium into the right ventricle. When the ventricle pumps the oxygen-poor blood into the arteries that lead to the lungs. As blood flows through the lungs, large blood vessels branch into smaller ones. Eventually, blood flows through tiny capillaries that are in close contact with the air that comes into the lungs. The air in the lungs has more oxygen than the blood in the capillaries, so oxygen moves from the lungs into the blood. In contrast, carbon dioxide moves in the opposite direction, from the blood into the lungs. As the blood leaves the lungs, it is now rich in oxygen and poor in carbon dioxide. This blood, which is bright red, flows to the left side of the heart to be pumped through the second loop. Loop two, to the body and back. The second loop begins as the left atrium fills with oxygen-rich blood coming from the lungs. The blood then moves into the left ventricle. From the left ventricle, the blood is pumped into the aorta, the largest artery in the body. Eventually, after passing through branching arteries, blood flows through tiny capillaries in different parts of your body, such as your brain, liver, and legs. These vessels are in close contact with your body cells. Oxygen moves out of the blood and into the body cells. At the same time, carbon dioxide passes from the body cells and into the blood. The blood then flows back to the right atrium of the heart through veins, completing the second loop. The force of the ventricles. Integrating physics. When the ventricle muscles contract, they exert a force on the blood that is inside them. A force is a push or a pull. You see examples of forces all around you. When you lift a book off the table, for example, you exert a force on the book, making it move upward. The force exerted by the ventricles moves blood out of your heart and into arteries. The contraction of the left ventricle exerts much more force than the contraction of the right ventricle. The right ventricle only pumps blood to the lungs. In contrast, the left ventricle pumps blood throughout the body. As a way of understanding this, think of the force it would take to bunt a baseball. Then think about how hard you would need to hit the ball if you wanted to hit a home run. Section 1, Review. 1. What is the function of the cardiovascular system? 2. What function does the heart perform? 3. Describe the route that blood takes through the cardiovascular system. Begin with blood leaving the left ventricle. 4. What is the heart's pacemaker? What causes the pacemaker to change the rate at which the heart beats? 5. Thinking critically, comparing and contrasting. Most of the arteries in the body carry oxygen-rich blood away from the heart. One artery, however, carries blood that has little oxygen away from the heart. From which ventricle does that artery carry blood? To where does that artery carry blood? Check your progress. At this point, you should have sketched out the two loops your red blood cell will travel. Make sure each pathway forms a complete circuit back to the heart. Begin to plan how you will construct your display. Keep a running list of the materials or equipment you'll need. Hint: think about how you will show the movement of the blood in your display. Section 2: A closer look at blood vessels. Discover: how does pressure affect the flow of blood? 1. Spread newspapers over a table or desktop, then fill a plastic squeeze bottle with water. 2. Hold the bottle over a dishpan. Squeeze the bottle with one hand. Observe how far the water travels. 3. Now grasp the bottle with both hands and squeeze again. Observe how far the water travels this time. Think it over. Inferring: blood is pushed through arteries with much more force than it is pushed through veins. Which part of the activity models an artery? Which part models a vein? Which organ in the body provides the pushing force? Like corridors in a large building, blood vessels run through all of the tissues of your body. While some blood vessels are as wide as your thumb, most of them are much finer than human hair. If all the arteries, capillaries, and veins in your body were hooked together end to end, they would stretch a distance of almost 100,000 kilometers. That's long enough to wrap around the earth twice, with a lot left over. Arteries. When blood leaves the heart, it travels through arteries. The right ventricle pumps blood into the arteries that go to the lungs. The left ventricle pumps blood into the aorta, the largest artery in your body. Every organ receives blood from arteries that branch off the aorta. The first branches, called the coronary arteries, carry blood to the heart itself. Other branches carry blood to the brain, intestines, and other organs. Each artery branches into smaller and smaller arteries. Artery structure. The walls of arteries are generally very thick. In fact, artery walls consist of three layers. The innermost layer, which is made up of epithelial tissue, is smooth. This smooth surface enables blood to flow freely. The middle layer consists mostly of muscle tissue. The outer wall is made up of flexible connective tissue. Because of this layered structure, arteries have both strength and flexibility. Arteries are able to withstand the enormous pressure of blood pumped by the heart and to expand and relax in response to that pumping. Pulse. If you lightly touch the inside of your wrist, you can feel the artery in your wrist rise and fall repeatedly. The pulse that you feel is caused by the alternating expansion and relaxation of the artery wall. Every time the heart's ventricles contract, they send a spurt of blood out through all the arteries in your body. As this spurt travels through the arteries, it pushes the artery walls and makes them expand. After the spurt passes, the artery walls become narrower again. When you count the number of times an artery pulse beneath your fingers, you are counting heartbeats. By taking your pulse rate, you can determine how fast your heart is beating. Regulating blood flow. The muscles in the middle wall of an artery are involuntary muscles, which contract without your thinking about it. When they contract, the opening in the artery becomes smaller. When they relax, the opening becomes larger. These muscles act as control gates, adjusting the amount of blood sent to different organs. For example, after you eat, your stomach and intestines need a greater blood supply to help power digestion. The arteries leading to those organs open wider so that more blood flows through them. In contrast, When you are running, your stomach and intestines need less blood than your muscles and your legs. The arteries leading to the stomach and intestines become narrower, decreasing the blood flow to those organs. Checkpoint. What causes the pulse that you feel in your wrist? Capillaries. Eventually, blood flows from small arteries into the tiny capillaries. In the capillaries, materials are exchanged between the blood and the body cells. Capillary walls are only one cell thick. Because capillaries have thin walls, materials can pass easily through them. Materials such as oxygen and glucose pass from blood through the thin capillary walls to the cells. Cellular waste products travel in the opposite direction, from cells through the capillary walls and into blood. Integrating chemistry. One way in which materials are exchanged between the blood and the body cells is by diffusion. Diffusion is the process by which molecules move from an area in which they are highly concentrated to an area in which they are less concentrated. For example, glucose is more highly concentrated in blood than it is in the body cells. Therefore, glucose diffuses from the blood through the capillary wall and into the body cells. Sharpen your skills. Creating data tables. Scientists measured the volume of blood that different organs receive. First, when a person was resting, and then when the person was engaged in vigorous exercise. At rest, the organs of the abdomen received approximately 1,400 milliliters of blood per minute. During vigorous exercise, they received 600 milliliters a minute. At rest, skeletal muscles received about 1,200 milliliters a minute. During vigorous exercise, the same muscles received about 12,500 milliliters a minute. At rest, the kidneys received about 1,100 millimeters a minute. During vigorous exercise, they received 600 milliliters a minute. Create a table to record this data. Then use the data to explain why some organs receive more blood during exercise while some receive less. Veins. After blood moves through capillaries, it enters larger blood vessels called veins, which carry blood back to the heart. The walls of veins, like those of arteries, have three layers, with muscle in the middle layer. However, the walls of veins are generally thinner than those of arteries. By the time blood flows into veins, the pushing force of the heart has less effect than it did in the arteries. Several factors help move blood through veins. First, because many veins are located near skeletal muscles, the contraction of the muscles helps push the blood along. For example, as you run or walk, the skeletal muscles in your legs contract and squeeze the veins in your legs. Second, the larger veins in your body have valves in them that prevent blood from flowing backward. Third, breathing movements, which exert a squeezing pressure against veins in the chest, also force blood toward the heart. Checkpoint. How do skeletal muscles help move blood in veins? Blood pressure. Integrating physics. Suppose that you're washing a car. You attach the hose to the faucet and turn on the faucet. The water flows out in a slow, steady stream. Then, while your back is turned, your little brother turns the faucet on all the way. Suddenly, the water spurts out rapidly and the hose almost jumps out of your hand. As water flows through a hose, it pushes against the walls of the hose, creating pressure on the walls. Pressure is the force that something exerts over a given area. When your brother turned on the faucet all the way, the additional water flow increased the pressure exerted on the inside of the hose. The extra pressure made the water spurt out of the nozzle faster. What causes blood pressure? Blood traveling through the blood vessels behaves in a manner similar to that of water moving through a hose. Blood exerts a pressure called blood pressure against the walls of the blood vessels. Blood pressure is caused by the force with which the ventricles contract. In general, as blood moves away from the heart, its pressure decreases. This happens because the farther away from the heart the blood moves, the lower the force of the ventricles. Blood flowing through arteries exerts the highest pressure. Blood pressure in capillaries and veins is much lower than in arteries. Measuring blood pressure. Blood pressure can be measured with an instrument called a sphygmomanometer. Blood pressure is expressed in millimeters of mercury and is recorded as two numbers. The first number is a measure of the blood pressure while the ventricles contract and pump blood into the arteries. The second number, which is lower, measures the blood pressure while the ventricles relax between heartbeats. The two numbers are expressed as a fraction. The contraction pressure over the relaxation pressure. To repeat, the two numbers are expressed as a fraction, the contraction pressure over the relaxation pressure. A typical blood pressure reading for a young adult is 120 over 80. You will learn about the effects of high blood pressure in Section 4. Section 2, Review. 1. Contrast the functions of arteries, capillaries, and veins. 2. What causes blood pressure? 3. Explain the factors that enable blood in your leg veins to return to the heart in spite of the downward pull of gravity. 4. Thinking critically, applying concepts. Arteries adjust the amount of blood flowing to different parts of the body, depending on where blood is needed. Use this fact to explain why it may not be good to exercise vigorously shortly after you eat. Check your progress. By now, you should have begun constructing your display. Make sure that the blood vessels are depicted accurately. Also, check that your display correctly shows the path of the red blood cell and the place where the red blood cell picks up oxygen. Hint: start to prepare a rough draft of your written description. Skills Lab, Measuring. Heartbeat, Health Beat. Problem: how does physical activity affect your pulse rate? Materials: watch with a second hand or heart rate monitor, graph paper. Procedure: predict how your pulse rate will change as you go from resting to being active, then back to resting again. Then copy the data table into your notebook. 2. Locate your pulse by placing the index and middle finger of one hand on your other wrist at the base of your thumb. Move two fingers slightly until you feel your pulse. If you are using a heart rate monitor, see your teacher for instructions. 3. Work with a partner for the rest of this lab. Begin by determining your resting pulse rate. Count the number of beats in your pulse for exactly 1 minute while your partner times you. Record your resting pulse in your data table. Caution: do not complete the rest of these procedures if there is any medical reason why you should avoid physical activities. 4. Walk in place for 1 minute while your partner times you. Stop and immediately take your pulse for 1 minute. Record the number in your data table. 5. Run in place for 1 minute. Take your pulse again and record the result. 6. Sit down right away and have your partner time you as you rest for 1 minute. Then take your pulse rate again. 7. Have your partner time you as you rest for 3 more minutes, then take your pulse rate again and record it. Analyze and conclude. Use the data you obtained to create a bar graph of your pulse rate under the different conditions you tested. 2. What conclusion can you draw about the relationship between physical activity and a person's pulse rate? 3. What happens to the pulse rate when the physical activity is stopped? 4. What can you infer about the heartbeat when the pulse rate increases? 5. Think about it. Do you think the pulse measurements you made are completely accurate? Why or why not? How could you improve the accuracy of your measurements? Design an experiment. Do the resting pulse rates of adults, teens, and young children differ? Write a plan to answer this question. Obtain your teacher's permission before carrying out the plan.